Hi, and welcome to New Every Day. My name's Carrie.
My name's Jen, and on today's show, we're going to talk about just being nature's friend. So stay tuned.
We're so glad that you have tuned in. I know I say it every week, but I am so thankful. As we're traveling back from the United States, back home to Canada, yeah. Jen said, Carrie, do you realize people actually have traveled along with us through this journey, and people watch faithfully, and we're just so grateful. Mm-hmm. And if you're new to the show, or if you've been watching faithfully for a long time, check out our website, neweveryday.tv. Check out our partners page. If you feel that you could support us financially to still make this a possibility, then we would just so appreciate that. There's opportunities to do that on the website, neweveryday.tv. So, Jen.
So here we are. This is going to be our last installment, as far as we know, because if we start saying a lot about our trip, our last installment about our trip, our road trip to Tennessee. Sometimes we get talking about things and we're like, you know what, that's a whole nother show, instead of squeezing it in. Our thought is that this is going to be our last installment of our road trip to Tennessee. So that being said, I said to Carrie, like, what is it that really sort of sticks out to you, or, you know, made some impressions? And it's interesting because one of the things that really clicked with us for, because you might be saying, why did you go to Tennessee? And the reason we went to Tennessee is because basically I had a week holidays and I didn't want to spend a lot of money. And so I went on Groupon, which is a site online that just has hotel deals. And I started looking for a cheap hotel. I'm like, oh, there's a cheap hotel. Which, of course, we now know from previous experiences why it was cheap.
There were other occupants.
There were other occupants that we did not want to share space with. If you're just tuning in for the first time, you're wondering what those occupants were, you go back to the first episode and you'll see what those occupants were. Anyways, that being said, I Googled it and it said, okay, that's in Gatlinburg. And I said, well, what's in Gatlinburg? And it was the Smoky Mountains. And I went, oh, we can go hiking. And we just love doing outdoor things. Mm-hmm. And I guess one of the reasons why I love being outside is because that is where I connect with the Lord. I walk down the road and I hear the birds and their different songs. And I see their different colors and I hear the chipmunks chattering at each other, and I just get really excited about being outside. And no, I'm not a tree hugger in the sense of I'm not out there 24/7. I enjoy being in nature because I connect with God in nature. And so the thought of me spending, you know, a week outside was actually quite, like, yeah, that's what I want to do. And so when I mentioned that to Carrie, she also was like, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so we wanted to share with you some of the experiences that we had outside and just listening or taking in God's creation. And it says that the earth resounds with the glory of the Lord. And in Romans chapter 1, it talks about that it's quite obvious God's power that we see in nature. And so what was one of your, I want to say, favorite times or memorable times outside, like times that we mm-hmm. spent?
We were hiking to, I believe it was Abrams Falls, and we came across like an escarpment and there was beautiful mountains in the distance, and then I heard eagles. I heard them calling, and I was looking, and I looked up and there were four eagles circling. And it just reminded me of so many verses that the Lord says that if we trust in Him, He will lift us up. We will run and not grow weary. We will walk and not be faint. We will soar on wings like eagles. So that was really meaningful to me. I also really appreciate and able to think about God in But on the flip side, I have noticed that when I'm in cities and concrete jungles of various sizes, mm-hmm. and I'm walking and I'm by myself, but with so many people, it can also feel isolating. And I think about God more in the city.
Really?
Even though I love nature. Like, I would be camping more if I could. But I do think about God when I'm in the city and looking at all the people. It's different. It's different aspects of the beauty of his creation, right? People are his masterpiece. Mm-hmm. And I can appreciate God when I'm surrounded by different people, but also when I'm out in nature. What kind of sparked this conversation was we were listening to a CD that we got from the Country Music Hall of Fame by Alabama. And one of the songs, it says, I'm just sitting outside being a friend of nature. Being nature's friend or something like that. I thought that is just really cool.
Yeah. And we went on several hikes, and all of differing, various levels of difficulty. And the one hike that we went on to was Rainbow Falls. That was the first one. And it was tough. Like, we hadn't read a sign. We just were told, yep, you should do it. And it was uphill both ways is what it felt like. Like, it just was 2 hours of steep uphill climbing, and I'm thinking, really? This is so hard. And yet, when we got to the top, it was more of a, hey, we've done it. Mm-hmm. That was good. Like, it was good that we got there. And what's interesting, though, is that because the water is so dry, the water's not dry.
The land is dry
because there's a drought. Is that it was a wee bit disappointing with the amount of water that was coming over the rocks, because we're thinking, we just hiked.
Like, just a trickle.
2 hours uphill to see this trickle, 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 trickle. And we're like, really? This is what we climbed for?
Yeah.
And yet, on the way up, we had these beautiful views, and we listened to this chipmunk or squirrel that was just like nattering, 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 nattering. And it was like, you know, don't watch me where I'm putting my nuts. Don't watch me. Like, don't watch me. And it was like, give away, give away. And it was like, he nattered at us the entire way there. And then we're going back and he starts up again. And we're thinking, what's wrong with that squirrel?
I know.
And we also saw on our way, and so it actually got us thinking, what's going through, you know, the birds' heads and what's going through the chipmunks' heads? Like, what is it? And that God created those creatures. Like, he genuinely cares for the birds, because it says his eye is on the sparrow, right? So if he provides for this sparrow, how much more will he provide for us? And I was like, God loves his creation. Like, he loves us, but he also loves his creation. And the Bible says that the earth groans for the day that the Lord will come and redeem it. The covenant of creation starts, you know, at the very beginning of time in the book of Genesis, where God made a covenant with his creation saying that he was going to care for it. And the fact that he put Adam and Eve in the garden to steward it, to care for it, shows that he actually genuinely loves what he has created and wants us to take care of it. And that's something that we don't talk about very often, right? We are here, and it's like, well, this is our medium, right? This is the medium through which we travel, is this world. But we don't actually stop to look at it. And so we're going to go to commercial break, and as we're on pause here, but you're watching the commercials, I want you to think about, when was the last time you paused in creation and just took it in? So we'll be back after this.
Jeff Weston.
Yeah, man.
You're building a brand new, beautiful website.
What?
Aren't you?
No. Am I?
Oh, you're a terrible actor.
What?
This is where acting comes into play.
Oh, I didn't know we were acting.
You're supposed to act.
Okay, fair enough. All right.
I'm building a really cool website. Are you building a really cool website? You need hosting. One of the things about a hosting account is you don't want to have limitations put on your website.
It's true.
How much hard drive space do you have? How many email accounts? How many domains can point to it? Well, we've got an amazing deal for you. For a very limited time, cat5.tv/dreamhost, for just $5 and a bit of change per month, you are going to get unlimited website hosting, unlimited email accounts on that hosting service. You are also going to receive a free domain name.
Ooh.
So your own .com.
Nice.
To put that amazing website that you've been working on there. If you want to build a WordPress site, fine. Sign up. cat5.tv/dreamhost.
Just don't put Panama Papers on it.
Just don't do it. But hey, it's a great deal, folks. Best deal you're going to find. $5 and change per month. Go to cat5.tv/dreamhost.
Hey, and welcome back. This is New Every Day. I'm Carrie. That's Jen. And we're talking about the wrap-up of our trip to Tennessee and how we have just really enjoyed being in God's creation. Mm-hmm. And how when you're walking through creation, it helps you to contemplate the things of God. And Jen, you saw a book in a bookstore in the mountains
Yes.
It's called Sanctuary.
Sanctuary. It was about a man who was just really struggling in life. He had a relationship with God, and yet his life was just started falling apart. His marriage broke up, and was really seeking out where to find God. And yes, he had a church family, and yes, he read his Bible, but he found that he needed to get outside, actually, to get away from everything, and just connect with God through nature. And Jesus said, it says that Jesus withdrew to a quiet place. Because I think sometimes, and I agree with Carrie, you can be in the center of a whole bunch of people, mm-hmm. and feel isolated and create space for God, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you're still isolated in the sense that you are alone even though you're with people, right? The same as with Jesus, when he withdrew to hear God's voice. And it says he withdrew to a lonely place, or he withdrew to the mountainside. And I feel like we are often so busy that we don't create space to hear God's voice. And I read an article about how being in nature, unplugged, actually can lower your heart rate and produce healthy, the results are good for you to be unplugged.
Like physically good for you.
Physically good
just
for you.
Just to be outside?
Yes, just to be outside, unplugged. It was important to be unplugged. Like, turn off the cell phone. Like,
yeah.
Just go for a walk. And the thing is, every time I have made time to go for a walk, and I feel like the Spirit just starts speaking to me. Mm-hmm. Like, either he'll drop a song into my heart, or you know, whatever I've been ruminating on, I just find I start thinking about that, and I give it over to the Lord. And I have friends that's how they connect with God. And we did talk about this, that whole idea of how do you connect with God. And I do connect with God through the Word, like reading the Word and just thinking, asking questions, but also being in nature. And one of the things that I've read, and I have friends that have done it too, is so often we can think, well, Lord, I'm not connecting with you through, you know, reading the Word or through personal worship. Well, then I encourage you to go for a walk, and that's okay. Like, just mm-hmm. go for a walk, and I want to say, and open your eyes. Like, it was interesting. Carrie picked up this little, like, feather type of plant.
Oh, a piece of moss?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're just looking at it and going, wow, God, you are so good. Like, you created this, and he didn't just create one type of moss. There were several types of moss on the ground. It's like, and then there was moss on the tree, and why did it only grow halfway up the tree? And we just got, I want to say, caught up in God's creation. He didn't just create one type of tree, because as we walked through the Cedars of Lebanon State Park, like, we would say, oh, it got really dark. And it wasn't because the sun went behind a tree. It was actually because, or went behind a cloud. It was because
The forest was so dense. Mm-hmm.
And he didn't just make one type of cedar. These cedars of Lebanon were like towering above us, and then there were oak trees and maple trees and like ironwood and ash. And it's like, well, why did God create, you know, so many different types of trees? Like, why didn't he just create one? And it's because he delights in us. And sometimes I, you know, he wants us to actually meet with him in creation. Like, I love sometimes, you know, going along and picking a piece of wheat, and then you pull up all of the heads, and you know, you say tree or bush, which you did as a kid. But then to actually examine this and to see those little seeds in there and to realize, like, wow, like they're so intricately designed, and how much more does God love us? And so I just, when I, you know, walk through creation, like it happened on every single trip, like on one we saw a wild turkey, and how cool was that?
Mm-hmm. And another we saw a bear.
We saw which was really cool. They call them bear jams in the national park, which is interesting. But every time we went for a walk, it was like God was there. And so I don't know if you have a spot where you can go for a walk. Or is it that you just make some quiet time, even if you're totally a people person? Do you go to Starbucks and get a cup
of
coffee?
That's a good point. Yeah.
You know, and just enjoy being around people, but you are isolating yourself to actually hear from the Lord, or
right.
You know,
creating a quiet spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, there were trails through the forest that said quiet walking trails, like to encourage people to take quiet walks to think.
Yes, and so we want to encourage you, you know, as we are sort of, you know, we are ending off our road trip, we do want to encourage you to take some time for the Lord. And I know I will, at the beginning of every year, I will take, and sometimes halfway through the year, I will take 2 or 3 days of just time with the Lord. Like away from people, it's a conscious decision to be away, so I can hear from the Lord or read a book that I feel that he's wanting me to read, but it's so that I can hear the Lord's voice, or spend time in nature so I can be connecting with the Lord. And so I encourage you to make some space for the Lord, to get out in nature, whether it's, I want to say, the outside kind of nature where there's trees and swamps and forests and flowers and birds, or if it's like the urban forest.
Yeah, it's true. There's parks or a bench or something like that.
Yeah.
And I think this is something that people in general do desire, to get away from the busyness of their life. I mean, we see it every Friday evening in the summer and every Sunday evening in the summer when people are coming north out of
yes.
the big cities, and they're driving up to the Muskokas, which is a beautiful area in northern Ontario. They want to get away.
Yes. So there's a desire in us for, I want to say, wide open spaces, whatever that looks like to you. But we desire, I think, wide open spaces because it creates space for God to speak to us. Those, you know, whether it's that 10 minutes with your hands wrapped around that hot cup of coffee and just breathing in and breathing mm-hmm. out, or standing in front of your kitchen window
mm-hmm.
and just,
yeah,
you know.
True.
Now, some of you might have another house, and I'm sorry about that, but if you love it, I'm so happy it's there. But just taking that time to breathe in.
Yeah.
Maybe it's putting up a bird feeder and just watching the birds come and just taking that time
to pause.
And that's really what vacation is, at least for me. It's just taking that time to pause, creating new opportunities to connect with God and connect with friends. And it's like, okay.
I feel refreshed. Yeah.
So we hope that you find times of refreshing in your life to connect with God and just to renew your spirit. And just, I want to say, I want to be like that jump start to the next chapter in your life, whatever that might be. And it might be a day, it might be a week, it might be a month, it might be a year. That whole idea of what is that next chapter, but are you pausing long enough just to, okay.
Ready to go. So on that note, we're just going to pray for you. And why don't we do that now?
Yes.
Father, thank you for today. Thank you for the creation that you've made. Thank you for making us and allowing us, giving us the capacity to actually enjoy it as well. And I pray for our viewers, God, maybe they're going through a stressful time and they need to get away, that you would help them to find that place where they can go and be quiet. And Lord, I pray that you would speak to each of us in a way that we can hear and understand what you're saying.
Yes.
In that quiet place. Thank you, Jesus, for setting the example that you did that. You set aside time to go and be quiet and pray. So, Lord, we commit this week to you and ask that you'd help us to do that. We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. I'm just thinking, as you were praying, yeah. Carrie, I'm feeling the sun come in on my face. And maybe that's all you need is, you know, in your place of work, maybe there's a window with some sun. Just go stand there for a minute as you're waiting for the photocopier to run through and just enjoy. Or if you, as Carrie works in an emergency room.
There's no windows.
There's no windows,
no
but
sun,
you can,
no light.
You know.
But I sneak out on the ambulance bay.
Yeah.
The sun is setting.
So just
look at it and photosynthesize.
Yes.
So it's good for us.
So just take time to pause. Take time to pause.
And on that note, we hope that you have a great week outside doing whatever makes you feel refreshed. Have an awesome week.
See you later.